My thanks to Father Gabriel for having arranged for the visit of the myrrh-streaming image of Our Lady, which is still before us here on the right-hand ambo. Be sure to venerate her. This is a special visitation, a special grace for all of us. These signs which God is kind enough to show us from time to time of His presence, these assurances. And as Rita Nectarius said yesterday, and rightly, the aim of all of this, of all these favors, all these signs, all these graces that God pours out upon us through His Son, all this is that we may become a sign of His grace. We each may become a sign of His grace and mercy and love for His creation, which St. Paul tells us in today's epistle is groaning in its anticipation of the revelation of the freedom of the sons of God, sons and daughters of God. All this creation, not just our fellow human beings, but the trees and the ants and the waters and the very stones, await our serious connection to God. So, beloved, be sure to venerate her in her image, she who was the first human being since Adam and Eve to be truly human. Because to be truly human is to be the revelation of God to His world. To whom be glory, Father, Son, and Spirit forever. Amen.